Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting 8th. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hughes goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes bunts towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hughes steals second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmek scores. Averill moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Hale moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Hale moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. One out. It's 7-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Vance now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Berger moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Vance moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vance scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Radcliffe scores. Simmons moves to third. Bonura moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Bonura moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Merv Shea now catching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vance strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vance out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vozmik hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 11-4, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Appling moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 11-5, Indians. Mulehaus pinch hits for Joe Vance. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.